I grew up, you could have asked that same question and everybody would have looked at you like, what's a deer? See, you know, Pastor Bill grew up where deer hunting, I had a few friends that maybe did, but we didn't. Around here, it's a national holiday. It's like you can't live in Arkansas without killing a deer, which I have killed a buck. And maybe the only one I killed. But anyway, here's what I want to talk to you about. You know what the day is? No, that's Wednesday. It's Bob's birthday. Bob, come here. David Rouse, come here, David. Now, anybody else today? No one's going to admit it because they don't know what I'm going to do to them. Now, these guys, they're old, okay? But today is their birthday, and on birthdays, we celebrate birthdays by singing happy birthday and having cake. We've already given him his cake at practice Friday night. Tough luck. We don't have any more cake left. We gave it all away, David, but I love you anyway. But here's what we can do right now for these two old guys. We can sing happy birthday. So on three, one, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Well, many more. How many?
71 and 73.
All right. Okay. Now, do you know there's another birthday that you can have in life? I know. You have physical birthdays. I want you to listen to me very carefully because this is important. You have spiritual birthdays. Here's what a spiritual birthday is. A spiritual birthday is when you celebrate the day you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And every year, when that day comes around, it's a time to celebrate. Because you see, in John chapter 3, there was a guy named Nicodemus, and he didn't understand when Jesus said that they needed to be born again. And he was like, born again? How can he be born again? And that's when Jesus told him that you're born once physically, like David and Bob were born several years ago. But then there was another day when you're born spiritually. And that happens the moment you place your faith in Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins when you believe in Him. And those birthdays maybe are the most important birthdays. Because that means at that moment is when God comes into your life, forgives you of your sins, and He never leaves you. So every time you celebrate a birthday, that's cool. But also think and ask the question, am I old enough to celebrate a spiritual birthday? Okay? Very, very important. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for these kids that when they're old enough to understand, when they're old enough to understand that they sin and that you died for them and they place their faith in you, I pray that they would understand that they have a birthday, a spiritual birthday. And I thank you for each one of them. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, gang. Yeah.